Well, Paul, how's this week been after a disruptive weekend last weekend?
Yeah, it's been good. Players have been bright. What it's managed to do, we've got Kyle Bennett back in the squad now. You know, his wife had a little girl last weekend. And Nathan Tyson's trained the last couple of days as well. So, no, the week's been good.
Kyle Bennett tired this week then?
Yeah, he's not getting much sleep, I don't think. but it's great for him.
Did last weekend's postponement change what you'd planned to do with the players this week, having not had a game?
No. We try and plan a good few weeks in advance what we're doing training-wise and with the games we've got anyway. So in regards to what we've done in preparation for Saturday's games, and nothing's changed, and maybe worked a little bit harder Monday and Tuesday than what they would have done if they'd played. But the week as a whole, leading into Saturday, has been good.
And I guess it's frustrating for players, that, isn't it? Because they build up towards the weekend, they get hyped up for the game, build themselves up for it, and then they don't have that outlet.
Yeah, it's frustrating for everybody, myself, the players, especially the fans. But what we've got to do now is look forward to Saturday. We can't change what happened last week. It's happened. It was unfortunate. We've got to go back down there on Tuesday night, but we'll put our thoughts on that after the game.
And what it does mean is another fixture crowbarred in there, 11 games coming up in 6 weeks now. It's going to be busy.
It is, but sometimes it's not a bad thing, especially if you're doing well and getting results, which is what we aim to do. And trying to pick positives out of things, as I always do, the ones that haven't had a lot of games recently, and definitely gives them the chance to get some games under their belt thick and fast and get them back up to speed.
Yeah, it will be a case of using almost every man of the squad, won't it, you would have thought?
Yeah, it will. Look, you would like to keep the same team every week, but 11 games in 6 weeks, as you said, it'll be virtually impossible for that to happen. What we want to do is, the last two performances have been good, and we want to build on that and get some consistent results going into the next few games.
How much do you think this next month or 2 months will define your season? I know James Cop and Dram, Richie Wellens has told us as well that they think this will define whether you can be up there fighting in the top six or not.
That's nice, isn't it? They were the ones
not putting the pressure on you.
They were the ones that also said a few weeks ago that they were aiming for promotion. So I hope they can back it up.
Yeah, it does pile the pressure on a little bit, doesn't it?
Hey, look, you don't mind as players. You want to put pressure on yourself to perform. If the players are doing that, it stops me doing it a little bit.
Do you feel you've got the depth then to deal with all these fixtures?
Look, we're going to have to deal with it regardless of whether we've got the depth or not. The one thing that's going to be paramount is keeping people fit. We've seen already this season, early doors, and may drop out. Jamie wasn't quite much fit, Richie Wellens wasn't, Curtis has been out, but it's affected us a little bit. So the one thing we're going to have to do, and what we'll try and do always, but especially in this 6 week period, is look after the players. The ones that are playing, we need to make sure that they rest properly, recover properly, and the ones that aren't playing, we need to make sure that we get the sufficient amount of training in them so that if they are needed, which they will be, that they're ready to go.
You are looking quite healthy at the minute though, aren't you?
Cheers, mate. You're not too bad yourself. Yeah, we are. It's only Rob Jones. Young Mitchell Lund not trained this week. He's a slight back problem, but he'll be back in tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have looked back Saturday as well. So squad-wise, going into the weekend and the games coming up at the minute, we're looking pretty good.
What about the international call-ups? What's the situation with the players you are called up? Because I know you were putting out a bit of an appeal, weren't you, to have them involved?
Yeah, well, Sam's been here all week, and Sam will play Saturday. I've already been on record thanking, never thought we'd thank England, thanking Gareth Southgate for that. And, if Luke's penciled in to be booked on a flight Saturday morning to come back, what we'll have to do is assess the situation as he gets back here, whether he plays tomorrow, whether he comes on tomorrow or he doesn't, and how he's feeling when he gets back. But he's due to fly back in Saturday morning.
That's quite an ask, isn't it? Because it's Romania, isn't it, where he'll be?
That's not that far away. It's a shortest flight as well. There's no time difference. So if Luke's not playing, there's a good chance that he'll be involved on Saturday.
How much do you have to take his word on that? Because he'll be the one who knows how tired he is and how, I guess, the travelling has affected him.
Well, I spoke to Michael O'Neill about it, and the one thing when players go away on international duty, and we're talking about Northern Ireland here, is they get looked after fantastically well, as in nutrition, recovery time, the amount they train, and Luke's going to be well looked after. So if it's possible and he's feeling okay, and he's an honest lad, Luke, as well, and we can get him back here. As I said, we won't know fully till Saturday morning whether he's going to be available or not.
Dean Firmin away, though. He's not involved.
Yeah, no, the Dean's away. They've got two games. They've got Congo, then they've got Nigeria away next week. So Dean won't be available. But on the plus side of that, as I said, hopefully Luke and Sam will be, which at one point, maybe 10 days ago, it didn't look as if it would be without all three.
How much of a loss is it that Andy Butler can't feature for you this weekend?
It's a loss because he's been excellent. you know, what it does do, it gives somebody a chance to come in. It's not came as a surprise to us, because we knew that when we signed Andy that would be the case. So it's something that we've prepared for and worked on.
This is the sort of game that suits a player like him, though, doesn't it? A bit of blood and thunder.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you hope and expect that it's the sort of game that suits every player in your squad, you know, because it's a derby game. It's going to be a big crowd. We had a little taste of it at Bradford a few weeks ago, and it was a feisty affair, and I expect Saturday to be nothing less.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice crowd down here, 10,000 plus as well, which is good to see in the Keep Mark.
It is, and whenever we've had that here, it's probably brought our best performances out. You know, so we're hoping Saturday will be no different. We know it'll be a tough game. I know they've not won in three games, but their performances have been decent. You know, Nigel made a lot of changes last night as well. And he said afterwards with an eye on Saturday. So we know it's going to be a tough game, but it's one we're really looking forward to.
They haven't scored in three games now either. I've seen two of those games, and they do at times struggle to have that spark, you would say, in the final third.
I wouldn't say struggle. They've struggled the last few games, maybe, but the performances have been good, you know, and they've got some good players going forward. You know, Murphy, player I know really well, and Jose Baxter, Scougal. So they've got a lot of talented players going forward. Campbell Rice, a lot of pace. So we know that defensively we're going to have to be very, very sound to have a chance of getting anything out of the game.
You have to be patient as well, because they can keep the ball really well at times.
Yeah, we do. We need to be patient in every game. You know, one of the things that we've spoke about, even going back to last season, the start of the season, that you can't win the game in the first 15, 20 minutes and expect to win it then. You know, and at times within the game you've got to be patient. If the other team's got good possession and you can't press to get back in a good shape, but if you can press early to win the ball back, then go and do it. So you need to be patient, but at the same time we're the home team, and it's up the onus is on us to get after them. You know, there's no way we're going to play at home and sit back and let teams dictate and have the ball. You know, we don't want to do that. We're at our best when we're on the front foot, we're pressing teams, and then when we get the ball we get our better players on it as well.
It's the mental side of things in these derby games as well, isn't it? Because it, as we say, it'll be heated in terms of the crowd and the atmosphere will be electric, so the mental side of it's a big part.
Well, but we've got enough experience in the squad. You know, look at your Wellings, your Coppingers, your Tysons, you know, Jamie McComb, even Sam at a young age. We've got a lot of experience that have played in front of big crowds and big atmospheres, so that's something that doesn't bother me.
What do you make to the job that Nigel Clough is doing this season then with them? Are they, we've just heard from Richie Wellens, he thinks they're underachieving so far this season?
No, I think Nigel will be reasonably happy where they are at the minute. You know, he's somebody, he's an ex-teammate of mine, ex-manager of mine, and we came through our all our coaching badges together, so he's somebody that I know really, really well, and he'll be the first to say that nothing's won in November, you know, so I think they'll be reasonably happy where they're sitting at the minute.
Do you still speak to each other? Are you still in contact then?
Yeah, every now and then. When I try to nick a player like Andy Butler off him.
Yeah, how much was it that down to your relationship with Nigel Clough that he was able to come here?
Well, you don't know if it was down to that. You know, Nigel wanted him to get games. I spoke to Nigel previously about him before we actually brought him in, and he was very helpful with it as well.
These sort of games are what this region's all about, aren't they, as well, these games between the Yorkshire
fantastic. You know, our fans will be behind us. They're bringing a big following as well. So it's a game, as I said, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I imagine you were the sort of player that loved the derby game as well.
I loved any game I played in, but the feistier the better.